You know, and when we leave, you know, we're going to leave a testimony behind. That we talked about it last week. That when you leave, you're going to leave a legacy behind. That people are going to remember you a certain way. They were talking about one guy who was a cheapskate. And they read his tombstone. And it says, beneath this lump of stone lies a lump of clay. His name was Stingy Jimmy Wyatt. He died one morning just before 10 and saved dinner by it. So, you know, some people are going to give testimony to the fact of their life. If you're stingy, that's the way people will remember you.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will continue his series titled Redeeming the Time. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of When Time for Me Shall Be No More.
Amen. We've been in a series on Sunday mornings entitled Redeeming the Time. This morning, our travels carry us to the 9th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. Hebrews 9 and verse 27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And I want to speak to you on this subject today, when time for me will be no more. When time for me will be no more. Many of us have had parking situations in the city of Pittsburgh where we have put money in the meter and thought that we were not going to be at a place as long as we were, only to come back and not only see the meter say time expired, but also to see a little white piece of paper in your windshield. And so we realize that time expired means that you have no more time left. And that we are all coming to a day in our lives, and many of us don't want to think about this. You know, we want to think about life, and we want to think about the here and now. But the fact of the matter is, somebody said this, and you might want to write this down because this is not on the screen this morning, but somebody said that you are not ready to live until you have made preparations to die. You are not ready to live until you have made preparations to die. Now, I'm not talking about life insurance. I'm talking about eternal security insurance. I'm talking about getting things right with God, that when you make things right with God, then you can live your life to the fullest because you have made preparations to leave this earth. And the sad reality is that there are people that are leaving this earth every day that have not made preparations to go, who thought that they had a little more time. And not only older people, but we see younger people leaving this earth. So you might be sitting there today saying, well, Pastor Glaze, I'm a college student. Or Pastor Glaze, I'm a high school student. Or Pastor Glaze, I'm just now in my early 20s and getting ready to start and see my way into the world today. But let me remind you once again that there are people your age that are leaving here every day. And we see that if you go to that next slide, all of us have an hourglass that the minute you were born, your sand started to fall from the top of the glass to the bottom. And you can't slow it down. You can't take care of it in a way that you feel comfortable. But the sand is going to fall. Now, the thing that we need to realize is that we can cause the sand to fall a lot faster than it should fall. You know, I think of people, some people say, well, why would you lift them up today? But I think of two people, Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston. Both of those individuals left this life sooner than they should have. You can say, well, you know, God had it all planned and God had it all in control. And that's true. I agree with that. But some people expedite their departure from this earth. And so I pray that you would not be one of those individuals that it's bad enough that the sand is falling. And you know, we wish that somehow we could stop that sand. We wish that we could put a block in there to hold it up so that it doesn't fall. But the fact of the matter is that it's falling. And it's going to continue to fall. And then the next slide that I have is, I think of a football game. And as you think of a football game, there were several playoff games this year where it was amazing. I think San Francisco was playing one of the games. And I forget who they were playing, but they kept matching touchdown for touchdown. Touchdown for touchdown. Touchdown for touchdown. And San Francisco, whoever they were playing or whatever team it was getting ready to run down, go down the field. They were behind, and they were getting ready to score and go ahead again. But you know what happened? Time ran out. Time ran out. And when time runs out, that means the game is over. That there's no more passes you can throw, no more touchdowns you can run, no more tackles you can make. That when zeros come on the clock of your life, it's over. And there's nothing else that you can do on this earth. So that's why it's important that we get busy about doing the things that God has called us to do. Notice what the writer of Hebrews says. We don't know who the writer of Hebrews is. Many people believe that it was the Apostle Paul. Some say it was Barnabas, and there's other conjectures as to who wrote the book of Hebrews, but we really don't know who wrote it. But whoever wrote it said this in verse 27. It is appointed unto men once to die. That word appointed comes from a word that means to lay up. It means to mark off. I think I said this last week. When you were born, the day that they announced that a baby girl or baby boy was born into this world, long before that, and see, we don't want to think about it. We get queasy, right? But long before that, your day to die was already set. Wow. But I was just born, but I'm just starting my life. Well, no, you don't take issue with me. Take issue with the word of God. It says it is appointed. That word appointed means to set aside. It means to mark off. It means to lay in wait. That is waiting for you. Bob Marley, one of the great reggae singers, his last word to his son, he said, money cannot buy life. All the money that you have cannot buy you another minute. And so our lives are coming to an end one day. There will be a time when time for us will be no more. And some people are looking for loopholes. They're trying to get around the fact that they're going to leave this earth one day. I was reading about comedian W.C. Fields. And you know, those of us who can think back, we remember W.C. Fields. He was a great comedian. He could make people laugh. I mean, you know, you think that Chris Rock and Sinbad and all these guys, man, W.C. Fields had people rolling. And apparently, all of his life, religion didn't play a part of it at all. But when he began to think about his mortality and come to the realization that he was going to die, he started reading the Bible every day. And somebody asked him, "Yo, you lived your whole life apart from reading the Word of God. Why do you have this new interest in the Scripture?" And this is what Phil said. "I'm looking for loopholes, my friend. Looking for loopholes." So you might be like W.C. Fields. You're looking for a loophole. Let me tell you, there's none. You won't find one. The only loophole is if Jesus comes back and we get raptured out. You know, and when we leave, you know, we're going to leave a testimony behind that we talked about it last week. That when you leave, You're going to leave a legacy behind that people are going to remember you a certain way. They were talking about one guy who was a cheapskate, and they read his tombstone, and it says, beneath this lump of stone lies a lump of clay. His name was Stingy Jimmy Wyatt. He died one morning just before 10 and saved dinner by it. So, you know, some people are going to give testimony to the fact of their life. If you're stingy, that's the way people will remember you. You know, they said that this guy who wrote the Hokey Pokey, that he died a couple years ago. His name was Larry LaPrice. And many of us, you know, grew up singing the Hokey Pokey. And they said that he died peacefully at the age of 93. He was 93 years old when he died. And they said, you know, everything went real good. And the most traumatic part is when the family was trying to put him in the coffin. And it says, they put the left foot in. How do you want to be remembered? When there's no time left on the clock, when time for me will be no more. Hebrews 9:27 says it's appointed unto men once to die. When time for me will be no more. And people have said various things. Some people say that when time for you is no more, that you will cease to exist, that you will just puff and every vesture of who you are will just disintegrate and you will no longer exist. And then some people say, well, you'll be reincarnated and come back in another life. And then there's this doctrine that's going around today called universalism that says everybody will have another chance to receive Jesus Christ. But when we think about the fact that, and I'm going to talk about this a little later on in the sermon, some people say, I will cease to exist. There are major denominations that teach that when you die, you just become oblivious and there's nothing left to you. And so some people want to believe that, you know, that, well, you know, and when you think about this and you have this philosophy in life, you know, if I had this philosophy in life, then why do right? You know, we all have heard about this guy who killed his partner in this armored car and made off with millions of dollars. You know, now, if we're going to cease to exist, then this guy halfway got it right. Because who's going to hold him accountable in the end? I mean, the government or the police or the state police might catch up with him and put him in jail, or he might even get the death penalty for what he did. But if I'm just going to cease to exist and I have to give no account in the afterlife, then why don't I just do whatever I want to do? Eat, drink, and be merry. Live it up and have a good time, because I'm not going to be held accountable. And so we see here that that's one philosophy that people have, that when my time is over, then it's over. I'm done. And then some people say, well, when my time is over, I'll be reincarnated. And I'll come back in another life. I was reading about this guy who was a prince in England. And he was a wealthy individual. And he built an expensive horse stable. And the reason he built the expensive horse stable is because he thought that when he died, he was going to be reincarnated as a horse. So probably very surprised when he left this earth and found out that that wasn't the case. You know, I think even sometimes, you know, we have to watch the songs that we listen to. You know, there was a song that I used to listen to. Oh, I used to jam to this song. I mean, I used to get down to this song, and it was by Stevie Wonder. And the name of the song was Higher Ground. And in the song, Stevie Wonder says this, and I didn't realize this until I became a Christian. Then I started listening to it, and I said, I can't. That's not right. He says this in the song. He says, I'm so glad he let me try it again, because my last time on earth, I lived a whole world of sin. I'm so glad I know more than I knew then. I got to keep on trying till I reach higher ground. So the message is subtle, and it's out there. And if we as Christians don't know the truth, then we'll get sucked into these ideologies and philosophies. The writer of Hebrews says, it's appointed unto men once to die. Will I cease to exist? After that, the judgment? No. Will I be reincarnated and come back in another life? No, it is appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. Will I have another chance to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior? It is appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. So what is it like that when my time ends? We've been talking about redeeming the time. So what is it like when time with me or for me shall be no more? Well, the first thing that I want to say is that when your time comes to an end on this earth, that you will continue to live. It's not, somebody said this, that death is a comma and not a period. See, if death was a period, you put that little punctuation mark and that would mean the end. But death is a comma, it says pause temporarily and then move on. Job asked the question. Job said, if a man die, shall he live again? When you die, are you going to live again? Well, most certainly you will. That it's not over when you leave this earth. That you will live again. Now the problem is, or the issue is, where are you going to live at? And there's two places. And I'm going to show you both of them. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:7. 2 Corinthians 5:8. 2 Corinthians 5:8. For we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. To be absent from this body when your time on earth shall be no more. When the zeros on the game clock of your life show up, that you are going to live. And praise God. Amen. Praise God that the Bible says, for those of us who know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that when time shall be no more, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Somebody say, if you don't see me singing down here, you don't have to worry. I'll be up in bright glory. I'll be singing up there. If you don't see me preaching down here, don't worry, because I'll be preaching somewhere else. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And the Greek says it like this. To be absent from the body is to be proston theon. It means to be face to face with God. To be in his presence and to look at him in all his fullness. And that, you think of, in the last couple of years, we've had a lot of saints that have gone home to be with the Lord. And can you imagine what it must have been like that when they closed their eyes in death, they woke up in the presence of the Lord? One songwriter said, just think of stepping on shore and finding it heaven. Of touching a hand and finding it God's. Of breathing new air and finding it celestial. Of waking up in glory and finding it home. That's what we labor for. It's so encouraging to know that when you close your eyes in death, that you wake up in the presence of God. And yet still, people are so concerned about this life and about accumulating things in this life. Man, you weren't made once Adam sinned. You weren't made to continue to live in this life. Abraham said in Hebrews chapter 11, we're just pilgrims. We're just pilgrims passing through. We didn't come here to stay. But some of y'all, and I'm talking God's people, you're rooting down. You're hunkering down in this life. And you, it's like setting the chairs in order on the Titanic. You're organizing, arranging things on a ship that's gone down. That house is going to burn one day. Every possession you have, read 2 Peter chapter 3. Every possession that you have is going to be consumed with fire one day. And so we need to live with eternity in focus. Man, God blesses us with things. And we take those things and we honor God with those things. And we enjoy those things. There's nothing wrong with that. But we can't live like this life is all that there is. Man, if this life is all that there is, then I'd be greatly disappointed. As much as I have enjoyed this life, and as much as I have done things that I'm just grateful for, I'm not looking forward to just being here. You know, wouldn't it be a tragedy for us to just keep getting older and older? And get, excuse me now, I don't want to offend anybody. But to get broke downer and broke downer. And watch this. And then have to live for eternity. To live for eternity like that. You see, God, in 2 Corinthians, Paul says that our souls are like a bird in a cage. In that, It you know, when we're young, right? When we're out there and we're able to do stuff and we're able to think on our feet and we have all kind of energy and no aches and pains, then you know, man, we think we got the world ahead of us. But as we move through life and as we get older, the Bible says that our soul is like a bird and our body is like a cage, and we hit against that cage. And we hit against it, and we hit against it. And one day, God is going to do what? He's going to open the cage and let us out. And that's what we look for. That is what's called the blessed hope. So somebody wrote about two individuals' perspective of life. Lord Byron, when he was 35 years old, he said this: my days are in the yellow leaf. The flowers and fruits of love are gone. The worm, the canker, and the grief are mine alone. 35 years old, and that's what he wrote. 35 years old. He said, my days are in the yellow leaf. The flowers and the fruit of love are gone. The worm, the canker, and the grief, they are mine alone.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of When Time for Me Shall Be No More. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, When Time for Me Shall Be No More, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request When Time for Me Shall Be No More. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request When Time for Me Shall Be No More. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 6 books. Find out more information about these resources by visiting anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. 831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.